Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're back after a couple of weeks again. Off.
The show has probably breaks.
Yeah, I know, right? I tell you what we should do with our most popular CW show. Let's bring breaks in it so no one knows when it's on. That's a good idea.
People love a cliffhanger, right?
In the show.
It's just like, what? Anyway, so yeah, we are back for Superman Lois. Oh man, I can just about remember what happened because it was weeks ago, but fuck me, it was some awesome stuff.
Fucking Bizarro
just dead. Has he calmed down yet?
No.
Not until that guy has had his comeuppance. I will be annoyed.
I spent 2 weeks fixing this table as it went over.
Yeah, and a repass of that wall as well. So Anderson being Anderson, being Anderson.
Yeah. All came to
being the bad guy, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Being the douche.
Yeah, Anderson sucks.
Yeah. So he threw Clark in with his brother, and then tortured his brother to try and find out where Bizarro was. Mm-hmm. And then they escaped. Then he followed them, dosed himself with loads of XK.
Well, no, he went to he was checking out the fortress because he gave him the wrong
coordinates. Oh yeah.
And then he saw there and goes, "They must be working together." He double crossed
it. Yeah. He instantly goes there. Yeah. Oh, him and his brother must be working together the whole time as well. Yes. It all makes sense. God, what on Sherlock? Yeah. Fucking hell. So he doesn't have a red phone to Batman.
It is crazy though that the inhaler things gives him that much power. I know he took a lot of them, but it's like, why did it feel like the Eradicator thing from last season was kind of irrelevant?
Yeah,
I mean, it probably makes it a bit more permanent, but
I guess that was putting personality, Kryptonian personality into it, wasn't it? But yeah, I know what you mean. It's like
it made him he killed Bizarro from taking what, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, thingies. But he was weakening Bizarro by
but that's
before he's like, you're going to take this a Kryptonian fight to me, I'll shoot him with some Kryptonite bullets. Yeah. And Bizarro's like,
sure, take it!
Thank you very much!
That's some good shit! You just grab that up?
Yeah. Got any more of that?
It's like you say, he must have been continually weakening the entire time he was on Earth.
Slowly.
It sort of makes sense when you look back at the episodes about how strong he was when he showed up, when he was fighting in the mine the first time.
Yeah.
And then other fight after that, Clark was slowly getting stronger. The reason he wasn't because of the headache thing. So he killed Bizarro, which I'm weirdly like, you shouldn't be sad about that, but I really am because I really want to know more about that Bizarro and his world.
This Bizarro was a very different take on Bizarro. This was quite a cool character. He was just a Superman from a different Earth, a Superman who wasn't loved.
Exactly. And it looks like, it sounds like Talro on that Earth was the good guy and was married to Lana as well. So,
I still hope we get to see Kal-El Clark go to that Earth.
I do as well because I really want to see.
But he'll be weakened, but he could maybe make a suit.
Do you think everyone on that Earth will speak backwards, or do you think that's the reason why Bizarro wasn't loved because no one can understand?
And why have you white skin scars on your face? We're all normal, isn't it?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'd be curious to see if they go back and just explain. Like, 'cause I want to know what happened to, like, I think it was Lois and Jonathan that were scratched out in the picture. Yeah. So many questions on that part of the story. So at the end, Anderson, after realising he fucked up, well done, decided to take the necklace to the one person you shouldn't give it to.
I can't see this going wrong at all.
That's happened. Another stuff in the episode, which was, was continuing the story, we had some more developments with Carl and Lana. So she's said that she doesn't want him back, but we had Sarah's development on, like, still wanting to see her dad. So that was quite cool.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see if that happens this episode as well. We had Lana's facing off at the mayor in the CAF.
So what you said last week, Liam, was about, it's small, owning that small town family values and not letting the mayor ruin it all.
Yeah. Because he's all about family.
He's like, I'm about family. Yeah, but you're out here about my family. Yeah. I own my family's mistakes. You're out here spreading all this shit about mine. How can you, stand for mayor?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, mayor. Shit.
It's weird. They got those people, the small villains in the diner who were like, this guy's talking sense. She walks in, gives a 5-minute speech, and they're like, nah, he's talking shit.
Yeah.
easily persuaded.
Yeah, how easily they could change their mind. I wonder how Trump got into power.
And Biden. On that fact.
Then the last sort of big plot was Jonathan, finding out that Jonathan was doing the XK drugs and not giving up his girlfriend. Which, looking back at it, I think I forgot at the time of the episode, but I remember the reason she's doing it is to pay for medical supplies for her ill dad.
Yeah.
So I thought she was being selfish, and I was like, oh, fuck you, fuck that girl. But actually...
He's doing the right thing in his mind.
The girl with the dad who's ill, that's kind of nice, but at the same time, he's literally going to be expelled from
school. Ruin his life for it, yeah.
He's ruining his life. And he's feeling like crap. And didn't it end with Superman saying like he's going to go and he's going
to
apologise?
You have to go and apologise to the head principal, then your coach, and then all your football stars. This is going to embarrass him even more and probably drive him away, I imagine.
So, is this the origin of a villain?
I don't know. He was so good. It's a shame that he gets like knocked down in three or four episodes.
I accidentally saw a picture, so I know exactly what happens.
Oh, man. Was that in Metropolis?
I don't know where it was.
Was he standing next to
Superman? I saw two characters.
Yeah, I saw the picture as well.
What was this?
fucking Facebook.
Yeah, I just saw it. I saw it.
Picture. I'm guessing it's the same picture.
It's cool, but it's annoying.
We'll look for Rob's reaction when it happens.
Wow,
okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I know. I've been trying. I saw that a few weeks ago. I've been avoiding it. Like,
I was like, oh, damn it. Not damn it because what it is. Damn it because I saw it.
Yeah. So does that mean like when we eventually get to that scene, all three of you are going to be watching me, and I was just
like, that's the man.
What do you think of this, Rob? Cool. I think that's pretty much it. A few of this happened, but. I mean, we're waiting 2 weeks for this episode. I'm just going to jump into it and find out what the hell's going on. And guys, before we jump into this episode, I want to thank everyone who's been supporting the channel over the past few weeks, even during the break with Superman and Lois. So we've been jumping up loads of subscribers. But if you're watching this right now and you're not a subscriber, I'm talking to you, Gene, Scott, Logan. Well, we know the X-Men watch this show. You need to subscribe. Click on that subscribe button. Take the whole Xavier School, but click on the subscribe button. We would love to try and hit, I don't know, like 15,000-20,000 views like in the next few months would be amazing. Let's say 100,000 by the end of the year. Fuck it, let's go big.
multiple man, every one of his multiple email
accounts. Multiple 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, So please, if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, please click on that subscribe and show your friends with us. If you want to support us even more, head up to our Patreon. We have the full episode, full reaction to this episode as well as all the rest of this show. So there's all the other shows we react to. So let's jump into this episode of Superman and Lois. Oh shit! Okay.
Oh, flashback.
We're doing it from this earth. Lazarus Motif returned from his mission and detecting some sort
of temporal anomaly moving through our galaxy. Oh, is this him leaving?
Oh, it's not the antimatter wave. From the Crisis.
There we go.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, why are we seeing this? Oh, she's right behind him.
Isn't that the wave from Star Trek Generations?
Going to the Nexus. She was right behind him, and it took him months to get there.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Kara and Superman.
Yeah. Hello,
it's fine. Might be a scar, though.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't take away from the one on my face.
Yeah, no worries there. Is it okay to come in?
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Thanks. I'm so happy you can finally come home, John.
You have no idea, Lois. All I want to do is spend time with my two girls, you know.
Oh, he's had a hit. It's memory.
Oh, shit.
Dad. That's not Mom.
Damn. No, he lost his memory.
Mom?
It's not a permanent thing, it's going to come and go.
Do you know? Okay. Interesting twist. There's another storyline into this show, so why not?
What if these symptoms are a sign of infection? Or nerve or blood vessel damage?
Someone's been Googling.
Maybe we could get another brain scan, just to be safe. I'll put it in order.
Yes, sir.
Annalise's going to be fine.
You don't know that.
Oh, I looked at his brain.
Did I say, can't he x-rays it? And be like, oh yeah, I can see the problem. Right, we off. What are the other one? Oh, right, yeah, I forgot about that. He is, yeah, he's leaving well. Your other daughter? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Just thank you, man. I don't want to do this right now.
Neither do I, but we have to know what John knows about those drugs, Clark, or he is never getting back into that school.
Rochambeau.
How do you lose that?
Dad, I already apologized.
Yeah, well, John, an apology is not going to be enough this time. We have parents calling us.
not wanting you anywhere near their kids. Whose drugs were those?
I can't tell you.
You mean you won't?
No, Dad, you don't understand.
No, John, I don't understand. I thought my son had a little more integrity than this. It's your dad.
It's perfect timing, as always.
Yeah, well, this time it actually is.
Oh. You're going to work at Britton Dunn's starting today. Be ready in 20 minutes, both of you.
Yeah, why do I have to work there?
Why are you doing this?
Just leave it alone.
She must be really getting bored.
You stopped Kello. You killed him.
I had no choice.
Oh, she's in the other world.
It's in my possession.
Yeah, the
right
is backwards.
Yeah, she's in the evil DOD.
She might be using the crystal on him.
Yeah.
I need you to tell her my other self. Why? Hurry.
Oh, they said it backwards.
God damn it.
Did she give you any instructions?
She told me to tell you. Come now.
Well, then we should go.
Oh,
this is...
Oh, God.
It's so good, though. I love it. God.
What does it even mean? What does it mean?
That's why I like it, because I haven't got a clue.
It's like he hates me. He doesn't hate you. He's just having a hard time understanding your behavior.
Disappointed in you.
Of us are. Hey, Chrissy. Allie just called, promising a once-in-a-lifetime exclusive. She's signing up for the pick-me-up. This is what we've been waiting for. Chrissy, if at any point you feel uncomfortable, I know, I'll call you.
Sing Oklahoma.
To really figure out what's going on.
You can imagine her shadow self.
Yeah.
A nice black van. That's a nice.
Wear this hood.
Get in the van. There's people in there. Oh, okay.
They're in hazmat suits.
Is that a problem?
Nope. Seems totally normal.
Put it on the way.
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about?
Sort of. I mean, it is why I had dinner with Aubrey.
Ooh.
Look.
You've been honest?
You guys are just friends now?
Yeah, just friends. I was actually kind of hoping that maybe we could all hang out.
No.
Yeah, but it's a little weird.
Give him a minute.
I know. Which is why we should all hang out. To get rid of that weirdness. Jordan.
Work
it out, Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll message
him.
I don't think he was really listening.
No. Sure, he wants to get listen to this more importantly.
Him is more free.
Yeah, and you'll get your money, okay? Just chill out.
Look, this works. Hey, leave her alone.
The dealer.
Yeah.
After me.
General Hardcastle sends her sincerest apology.
Yeah, damn right.
Cleared of all charges.
Damn right, and send your piece of shit.
DOD's good graces. Let's get this pendant so you can figure out a way to destroy it.
Not in there.
That's also one of the cheapest safes you can buy, so that's not the best place to keep it.
Sorry.
He's still on X-Game. Yeah.
That's cool.
So that must be the way into the other world, is through the mine.
Explain why he came out.
Must be some sort of wormhole in there.
It's time!
She should be wearing a purple one. I think you're in a bit deep, love.
That's what she said.
When I was locked up with Tal, I told him to look into her. You think he would have brought her the pendant?
Yep.
Chrissy's on her way to see Allie right now. She said it was something big.
Same.
I'm tired of feeling incomplete.
She's one of those people with the hazmat suits.
Yeah.
Please send like advice.
Looks like she's at home.
You track Lucy's phone?
Track yours too.
I'll check
it. Do you track my phone?
Lift the phone there.
Yeah, right.
No, that'd be stupid. Why would I need to do that?
You have a phone?
Ooh.
We're close. Right where Kit said.
Let's say he did go to Allie. What if they're trying to get into the inverse world?
The other Superman, he came through a portal in the mines.
Do you think Lucy could be with Chrissy and Allie?
Go to the mines.
He has a security team there. Let me make a call.
No one's picking up.
They're faster than a speeding bully. He could be there faster than that phone call we're connecting.
Yeah, I know, right? Ooh, that's finally here. That looks like a door.
Oh.
Where the other cells and become whole. He's gonna disintegrate. Oh, this isn't working.
Yeah. No good.
That's how Ali's not. Ali's not going first. Yeah. You go first. Make sure. He's gonna sacrifice all these people.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Didn't sound happy.
No. Well done, Clark. Fuck it.
Oh, come on. Come on,
Chrissy. Get Chrissy.
Saber, just in time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah!
That's safe. Oh. Any other one? No, just there. Just there.
Screw that guy.
Put
that
other one.
It's gonna come across her. Put Superman in it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, this cannot end well.
So he's taking the XK.
Through XK, thinking he's gonna survive.
I think he will survive. Yeah.
And he took the medallion.
Yeah.
Weren't the only ones that you see? It was like something out of Poltergeist.
You're safe now.
Thank you.
Was Lucy with them? Chrissy isn't sure. They were all wearing those suits.
But did you see Lucy?
No. But by the time I got here, someone had already been pulled through.
I am so, so sorry. There was an emergency.
It's totally fine, Clark. It's fine.
Yeah, the complete stranger who drove us here was super nice.
I told you I would be there and I wasn't. I apologize to both of you.
No, Dad, I'm not going to sit here and act like everything's okay when it's not. All of this is so messed up.
He's not the same guy.
Then why do I worry all the time that when he's around you, you're going to end up just like Mom? Where are we?
They are meant to be. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
No, how do we get out of here? We have to get out of here.
I don't know.
Whatever you need to do.
I recommend placing you in
Hibernation
until I have answers.
Just find him.
Wow.
That's what takes so much longer.
Meeting up with Sarah and Aubrey. No way. Like the girl that kissed Sarah Aubrey.
Threesome? No, no, wait.
When Sarah asked me, I said yes because I was distracted by some townie yelling at Candace. So you're gonna use your powers to drive me out to Mom and Dad now?
No, man. I'm just trying to understand. You're doing all this for her?
She's doing it to help out her dad. Because he's broke. Okay, it's just the two of them, and if they get kicked out, they'll literally have nowhere to go. They're going on the most awkward date ever, isn't it? Exactly on the same level as, you know, breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Yours is way worse.
There's that probably ball position.
Yeah.
Seven people went into those mines. Three came out. I need names.
You want one name. And she is only a priority to you now. Because you think she's gone.
Don't you dare speak to me about Lucy. Tell me where my daughter is.
Dad. Dad.
Suicide. Do you need medical attention? You will.
I won't be saying another word without my attorney present.
I don't think that's really an option. You're in the DOD. That's out of restriction.
You were right this whole time. Allie was a cancer. But I was too damn scared Lucy would cut me out.
He's not gone.
She's dead, Lois. Because I failed her.
Sorry about that earlier.
Oh. Don't be. She was right.
What happened? That was my decision. Not yours.
I know. I know, but I mean, for all Natalie knows, I am that person.
I know the difference. You haven't put in the time with her.
He never wore glasses.
You know, it's too late. From my experience, most people want to forgive. What is it?
Someone's in Lucy's apartment.
Lucy. Hmm. Oh, Lois. How do you know it's Lucy's apartment? Jesus, listen.
Don't give me that look, Clark.
Lois.
It's over there.
Just ask me and I'll look at it.
There's nothing else here.
How could you just disappear like that? Why do they keep leaving me?
I'm here. And I'm not going anywhere.
I just feel like he's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me about this, Mickey?
You got kicked out of school for me.
So, how much do you owe this guy exactly?
More than either of us can get anytime soon.
Yeah, are you sure about that? I mean, I owe it back, but I do work at a convenience right now, so...
Make him bank.
Roll into that, buddy. Roll in front of the middle of a road. There's a car coming right behind you with no lights.
She said love.
Love me?
Yeah.
It's going to make it harder now for him to say the truth.
Car, literally car right behind you. Parked it by a drug dealer.
There we go.
Oh, Jonathan.
What's he going to do? Shout for Jordan.
Oh, he's taking it.
Oh crap. Fuck. He just on his earth. Oh, because he's the drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a stupid thing to say. Shut up.
The drug dealer's got the drugs.
Yeah, taking his own products. He's going to hear him. He's going to hear it. He's going to hear it. Yeah. He's going to hear it. How's he going to get there?
Oh my god.
He doesn't have a clue. How's he gonna not be recognized? Come out here, you can get in the car.
Taking the keys. Yeah.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. He's a super speed!
Jacket on.
Hood up.
Yeah, keep your hood down. Yeah, so no one sees Jordan. Oh, he looks menacing.
Yeah.
My dad's friend Bruce taught me this one.
the car!
Oh, come on.
Surely you can't stand up. Dude, no way could you be standing up. What's he going to do?
How can we ever go anywhere near her again? Anywhere. Bouncing him after the finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my bodyguard, motherfucker. I'll take this car as well.
But now, Jordan, can you find these keys?
Yeah.
Jordan. Thanks.
So speed. Oh, it's like Smallville!
Just the blur.
I look at you and this alarm goes off.
Fair enough.
That's no way to live. Well, Natalie, I want you to have a choice, including whether or not you want to get to know me, instead of being forced to live in the same house with me.
What's this?
An old friend of mine's had a place for rent for a while. I thought maybe you and your dad could check it out. And then, maybe, you and I can get to know each other. See if we can't get that alarm to quiet down.
He's such a good guy. I love him.
Just giving him Lucy's flat, just like that.
Yeah, she's actually dead.
She's not using it.
Yeah, he's used to making those decisions like his dad does all the time.
He wanted to tell her at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Dad?
I'm hot as a kite.
Thanks, Kate. Here she comes.
Lucy?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing in my apartment?
Where's my phone?
Yeah, where's my keys?
Lucy.
Yeah, she's not there.
I kept hearing Lois's warnings in my head.
Yeah, she didn't trust her. Good.
We were Lois.
Of course, I'll take you home. We can pick this up, the three of us, tomorrow. Maybe brunch?
Brunch? Brunch?
You don't do brunch.
Yeah, he also wears Hawaiian shirts and...
Good change. You sure that's for that other world? Yeah. She's not double-crossing to get Ali out of prison, is she?
Maybe.
Oh, God. I'm 10 minutes late to pick up Sophie.
Got a battery again.
Another kid, yeah.
We have another kid. I thought it was an apartment. It's just a storage place.
Yeah. Well, he knew it'd be ideal for him.
I'm sure the living area is better.
Like, the guy was a mechanic or something.
Yeah.
You know that they'd love it. Oh, they can have a job as like mechanics or something.
No, it's not like his. No, it's like his.
What's going on?
You've been in hibernation for 6 months.
We need to leave now. Follow that beacon.
Oh, well.
What choice do you have? Try it or
die here or
die here.
Try trying, yeah.
Natalie, what would you like me to do?
Punch it.
Get me to my tap.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You sure? Because Clark said that
everything we need is right here.
Workshop to build a new steel.
Hell yeah.
I'll let Clark know.
I would offer to cook breakfast tomorrow to celebrate, but apparently I'm having brunch with Lucy and my dad. A sentence I never thought I would say.
It does sound a little strange. Squash. Allie didn't have the pendant.
And then who does?
Anderson.
Bizarro Anderson.
Mm.
What took you so long to get home?
Well, I promised Candace I would walk her home.
No, no. You are either at the house or at the store. Anywhere else, you need our permission.
He can't be that pissed. He needs to be a little bit punished.
That was a bit harsh for just walking his girlfriend.
If that's where he really was.
I doubt he's lying, Clark.
The problem is he's getting really good at it.
Dude, trust me.
Yeah, but I say, he learned from his father?
Okay.
Yeah, but he never learned. He never lied to Mom, Pa, Kent.
That's true.
Why didn't you just tell me it was Candace, man? I don't know, I already felt bad not flying to mom and dad, and I didn't feel that it was like fair to put that on you, you know. Don't. Come on, we're the fraternals, remember?
I have fresh ice cream.
Don't trust her.
She hasn't drugged him.
Dad,
yeah.
Are you okay?
All of a sudden.
Oh,
I'm
you
tired.
Bitch.
Oh, Lucy.
Oh, was her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good hear when someone was in Lucy's apartment.
Things didn't go according to plan.
You're not hearing this.
Because I'm evil.
To make sure Allie gets to the other side.
Oh, fuck you. Oh.
I'm sorry.
But she realized she doesn't want to get to the other side because she's gonna die. What?
Now we're taking a 3-week break.
Yeah.
Damn.
I thought we were going to see Anderson at the
end.
So
did I. Yeah, I thought we were going to see him be godlike or whatever at the end. Ascend.
That's the thing. He got to go over with the actual medallion, so presumably he's going to become something new. So, who?
Parasite.
Do you think it's going to be a new character? Or is it going to be a new version of an existing character?
I think it's going to be a new version of Parasite.
Do you think he survived because...
No, he's become Hang Henshaw, isn't he? Surely.
did he survive because he took the XK or because he had the pendant in his hand?
The pendant, I think. Everyone else was getting...
Because Kal-El came through with it on and he survived.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was
but
wearing
it. But he took
it.
The XK to be strong like Kal-El came through.
Mm.
So it could be a mixture of both.
Maybe he just really enjoys being super strong.
No, he looked like he took that because he's like, it can make me more invulnerable so I won't get destroyed like the rest of the people did. But it could be, it was the pendant, it wasn't that all the time.
Yeah.
Because you saw when she was holding the pendant looking in a cave, there was two things coming together in it.
Yeah.
Like one was purple, one was yellow.
I thought she already had the other pendants. I don't see, where was... So she must have had the other one still. No? She has that one around her neck and he gave her the other one. Why has she got both?
Good question.
Or is he taking her one?
Like your glowing, like it changed its form when he was holding it.
Did he took it off her,
Yeah, he took it out of her hand. So did he take her one so he has now has both?
Possibly. He's got both of them. Yeah.
Maybe.
Or is he, did he give it?
You can only really see one that he takes.
Yeah.
Can you see the one around her neck?
Can you see that it's in his hand and it's now floating above his hand in kind of a blue energy kind of thing?
Well, she doesn't have it around her neck when she's being interviewed.
Yeah, but they can't take it off her, right?
Yeah, but surely
then he either explodes or is being pulled through. Hang on.
You see, everyone else that goes through screams and gets sort of disintegrated. He goes through without saying anything.
Wait. Is it not both of them merged together? That's why there's two lots of chains. Where is it?
No, there's only one chain. And it's only one thing there. He's only got the one edge on it. I'm looking at 16 minutes 31 seconds.
Definitely round here, isn't it?
She's going backwards. She's walking in with it, isn't she? Yeah. There's one chains that were all round.
Oh, yeah, Anderson takes his shot of XK, and then you see a shot of Ali's hand in the soup with just one medallion there, one chain.
Is he taking both of them?
It's got the silver bit there and the silver bit up there.
Both. That's where it's lit up, I think. He's got both. He's taken both of them to the other alley in the reverse. Oh, yeah, there's a close up over there. It's one. It was just one there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the two worlds colliding, right? That's the blue thing, and that's the other one. It's the portal between them.
The thing that makes me think that there is both of them put together is that how's the portals of there, because otherwise the portal's been there the whole time. How's nobody in the mine seen it?
And no one noticed it.
Yeah, that's what makes me think.
Really easy for them to just walk into.
That's
it.
What makes me think those are the two put together.
But maybe everyone that walked in there got killed. So you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
that.
But there we go. There's some people missing.
Yeah. It's small, but it happens all the time.
It's been happening for 40 years, on and off.
Surely it's both of them put together.
I don't
right?
think that is, because otherwise it would have both. It would have that silver bit all the way around. Surely they go together, like
I don't know. Maybe they don't.
The square bit like overlaps.
No, I'm not sure anyone's actually destroyed here. It might just be that that's how it looks as they're pulled through the.
Yeah, but there was the screaming like they were being ripped apart.
They were scared, right?
Yeah, it did. I think they were scared for sure.
Yeah,
but the scream felt like it was a, and then you get killed
as well. So it's possible that he's just maybe it's a painful experience. I don't know. I've never gone through one of these portals myself, so I can't.
Really? Go on, I go every other Sunday.
Yeah.
Stuart,
I mean, that looks
right?
like more than one chain.
Every other Sunday, I guess.
That's around the hand, maybe.
I wonder if we will see everyone else on the other
side. We don't know anyone bar Anderson, do we? All the others are just extras. Yeah. Like, you don't actually see anyone's face.
It's weird, because she was holding it in her hand.
Yeah.
But then there's another one on the back. Surely they're together, that's where the portals come from. My boys, where the hell's this portal been for like 8 episodes?
It makes sense for them, but unless he gave it to the other one when he ascended, because like, he won't take it with him, would he? Okay, no.
Yeah, there has to be a reason why this portal appears.
You just thought they would have shown a clip of her going like this and being like, "Fuck, it opens up like that," rather than just,
yeah.
Maybe they said it, we missed it.
I don't think so.
Especially because at the beginning, obviously, he's going through to the other side. Then he comes back and he says, "Your other self told me to come now," and that's when they put it together.
If he takes it as anyone.
Alright.
Yeah, okay.
It's weird.
So.
But he seems to be completely unaffected by it.
Most
of these guys who are screaming their
hearts
out.
You can see that, like, the things going off them, like they've been destroyed.
Yeah.
And
you've got to admit, look at her suit is completely destroyed. And obviously, which is weird because then the scar's on the other side of her cheek.
Yeah, good point.
Isn't it? It was on the right.
Does that mean the one that does that mean the version of her is the mirror version?
Yeah, maybe it's gone through, damaged that suit, and then she switched, and that's why it's on the other side. Because that is a really weird detail to get wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely on her right cheek,
yeah,
but
when
the break
they,
is on the left.
Yeah.
I bet there's no cut inside there as well.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Yeah, it's on that side of the cheek.
Well, I've got quite.
There's
curious.
Some strange shit going on here.
Because I was quite curious with her.
I was hoping it was going to break out and become more purple. That'd be awesome.
I was quite curious with Annie's reaction in here of being like she's not like she's scared or like what went wrong. She's just like, completely confident.
That's what I said. It's the other side.
Maybe it is.
Wait. What was the one?
The break is on the other side, but it doesn't mean a piece of glass can't have just got in on the other side and maybe. It's
but it's weird that you've made a break in the thing there. There's no mark on her face.
It's such an obvious detail.
Yeah, it's like it's on purpose.
I feel like that's on purpose.
It's like a nod that you should notice that, and then they'll reveal it at the end. So when you rewatch it, you.
I was wondering if it's a little bit of a beginning of like a Bizarro face.
Mm.
because Bizarro's face was all cut up and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is it that we are actually seeing Bizarro Ellie now, and that she's now, because she's in our Earth, she's, or this Earth, that she's starting to get Bizarro lines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wanted to see if they parted her hair on one side, and then it's...
No, that would be far too obvious, because she's got the sweat back.
Yeah, but it's like, it does...
Slightly off to the right.
Yeah, it goes slightly right, and then when it switches to this...
The same.
Is
it's
it?
Yeah, it's the same, slightly off to the right. That's annoying.
I mean, the hair's generally just kind of going backwards.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there is a slight parting on her right side there.
Left side.
Her left, yeah, but all right, when we're looking.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, it's hard to tell with the hair, because in general it's...
See, it's, I would say it's slightly parting this way, isn't it? It's on the other side. Eyebrow goes up higher on her.
I think you're just raising your eyebrows.
It's, yeah. No, it's always,
there's
always
facial recognition.
So again, it's on the right, her left is up.
Unless they film everything backwards, so it looks up, looks.
That's more equal.
Yeah, it's on that side, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough.
That's, I don't like it's a. Yeah, but it's parting that way. I think, yeah, I think that's a reverse one. I reckon they've already switched. But I don't know.
What? Or merged?
No, merged, I don't think they've merged. Because if they've merged, why didn't they merge earlier?
Because they needed both pendants?
They had both pendants. They've had pendants for years.
They said that
she had the one when she was a kid, and then Bizarro took it off.
Right at the start, when she was talking to Mirror Version Anderson, he said that his Kal-El was dead, and she was like, finally, we can do it.
Mm.
So he must have been the one thing that was stopping them from merging, if they could do it for years. Mm. Because he was always keeping them, you know, apart. Because he's reporting to her that he's...
How is he stopping her? I don't know.
It's Superman. You're not going... Same way that Superman did. You're not going through that portal.
Yeah, but if she had the pendants for ages, and it's going to make him into a god, why wouldn't you do that to try and stop him?
Because he's stopping her.
Yeah, but if they haven't done it, so...
Yeah, because he's stopping her. Every time she tried to do it, either Superman's gone, or Kal-El, or Zara Superman's gone, no. You know,
that would stop you.
Stop you.
Anyway.
Or Tal Rowe in that dimension, maybe, or something else. So, because literally, she says to them at the start, "Oh, Kal-El is dead. The Bizarro Superman. Yeah. That's great. We can go ahead with our plans now. Tell my counterpart, come now."
Yeah.
It's like
interesting. I'm really curious. I'm honestly curious to see what has happened. Like, what happens if Anderson and Anderson merge with both crystals or pendants or whatever?
I really want that to be Cyborg Superman, but I don't know where they're going with that. If you've got a kryptonite powered Anderson merging with his other half, are they going to do a parasite with him? Maybe he becomes the new parasite.
Well, the thing is, as well, he knows that if he takes XK in this world, I'm going to call this world as the world we watch,
the correct world.
He gets powerful, right?
But yeah,
he knows that Bizarro is the opposite because he shot him, right? So when he goes to this opposite world, he might be like, right, now I need to take kryptonite. Mm. And we know what kryptonite did to Kal-El's face.
Yeah.
Right? So if he starts taking that, and he's been taking XK for a while, the merger, and then he needs a new body, which somebody builds in a robot.
That's a hell of a storyline. Yeah. It's doing one in one season, but again.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, I just can't pinpoint where it's going. It's so strange.
Yeah, because I literally thought Ali was going to go through, everything was going to be great, but that all backfired massively. So it's interesting to see how they did a switch there.
But Lucy's going to look like she's going to try and break her out.
Yes. God damn it, Lucy.
Yeah,
I thought.
Stupid.
Mind-boshed.
You would like to think, like to hope that the defense has enough security that the wrong person holding the wrong ID isn't going to get in. Like, you're scanning the ID, like, oh, yes, of course. And then they look on the cameras. They're like, "Nah, you're a chick. Like, the ID's for a guy. Come on,
you're not General Lane.
Did you just assume...
I had some work done over the weekend. Don't
remember. Did you just assume General Lane's gender?
Well, it depends if she's visited him a lot of times over the years.
Yeah, I suppose
they'll go, "Oh, hi, Lucy," and then she just walks in.
Maybe.
Yeah, but even so, I'm not.
They're not going to go, "This is a restricted area."
I was looking for my dad.
It's not like they see
you. Lois would be able to just walk right into the interrogation room that Ali was in, which is kind of funny.
Mm.
But
maybe Lucy can just walk right in, grab her, and just happily walk out unopposed. But it seems like security's kind of lax.
It's nearly as bad as Star Labs.
I guess maybe because Lucy's an army brat, so maybe she gets. She's got a uniform she can put on, disguise herself a little bit. She like. Have a name
tag. She must have a plan.
As long as nobody's looking at the security tag, let you in. As long as nobody's seeing that flash up as it's his entry pass. There's a big screen next to the door that says "Welcome, General Lane." They're like, "What?" It's just like,
"Well, I am a Lane." Right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
They do call me the General.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Let's move on for now because that's quite a good show. So other thing is Jordan's got super speed now. Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Which was awesome, and also he's done his first thing of having to lie where he was. Well, he didn't have to lie.
He's also done his first sort of superhero act as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's his first taste of being a superhero.
I wonder if that will get him. I think you'd get the taste for it, but then the other part is he had to lie to Sarah, and he didn't turn up like he said he was going to.
Yeah, he lied to his parents. It's a
shame because that's going to end poorly, him and Sarah, if that continues. I mean, that's kind of Sarah's fault for... I appreciate that she wanted to speak to somebody that's got some experience with divorce to help get her through that situation, but that's a bad person to call. Somebody
got I don't even know that. I get that bit. I just don't get like, oh, well, you know, I know you feel awkward, but let's all hang out, then it won't be awkward. He's like, give the guy like five minutes seconds to process what you just said and like give him 5 minutes and like don't get annoyed with him and then maybe we'll be like, yeah. Oh, what are you getting pissed off for? It's a really good idea.
No, it really isn't.
But on the other hand, I'm now glad that Jonathan and Jordan have got everything in the open.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they're becoming... Because it's annoying when those two aren't on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, that little thing, the chummy little bit between them in the convenience store.
Yeah.
Yours is much worse.
Is it though? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'd love them two to become like a pair of superheroes and help out. Yeah, especially if like Kal-El goes missing in the other world or something.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Clark's going to be too hard on him as well.
Kryptonian superheroes, Nightwing and Flamebird.
So the thing is, I feel like Clark is definitely going to be harder, but when he finds out that he's doing it to try and help somebody,
I forgive him. But until he finds that out, he's going to be. Rightly so. Like he doesn't.
The trouble is with Clark, he's very black and white.
Yeah,
isn't he? He's old school Boy Scout.
Yeah, like you lied about something, so you lie about everything now. I've lost your trust. But I don't trust you anymore.
I feel that the journalist in Lois will see the shades of grey and slowly tease it out. I think so.
I hope so.
They've written him so well, I don't think they'll get it wrong, to be honest.
Yes.
No, he's got a little bit of backstory of Nat as well, tying it all together.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
So that would be interesting. Seeing the
so it was the antimatter wave.
Antimatter wave that's coming across.
Yeah, that destroyed their universe and that's shoved him into ours originally. So,
And the good thing is, you don't really need to have seen the others to really appreciate it. You can just go, oh, okay, that's some wave that happened. This is how they got stuck. But if you've seen the other shows, you're kind of like, ah, okay, makes a bit more sense.
Yeah,
but it's nice that he gave him like it looked like a mechanical sort of garage or something.
I really hoping there was going to be some Easter egg on who that was. Like it was like Pete Ross or something. Pete Ross has his friend from Smallville, right?
When you saw the antimatter wave, you did briefly see the portal that they went through. The portal still is not explained.
No.
Did that look very similar to the portal in the cave?
Look very similar to the portal in the cave. So it's still not explained as to how people were able to go through it. How was it that Natalie was able to go through it? Like, did she have something that activated that?
Maybe.
Did Steel have something like that? Like...
It could, you know,
still not explained.
It's not every time Ali tried to get through, she opened it up and then the Bizarro stopped her, and then it was just opening because it was 6 months between Steel going through it and that going through it, and then that could be every time that she tried it or something.
Maybe,
and it could be linked to that maybe.
And I wonder if she ended up in nothing because of the fact that she went through that portal right as the antimatter wave was destroying that universe, and then she went through the portal, which would have taken her to another Earth, but at that point all Earths have been destroyed because it was that point in the crisis, and that's why she was then just in nothing.
She's in the vanishing point, just passing
truly explain how Steel got through.
He went through just before it hit, though,
before
didn't
it hit.
So maybe he managed to get to the
He would have gone to an Earth that then got destroyed, though.
Went to RF, I think, but yeah. Into the main.
But at that point,
it's only the vanishing point that was arrived. Right.
If she's in the nothingness, he can't have gone to another Earth because they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good point. Timey-wimey.
Maybe he was stuck in there for 6 months as well, but we don't haven't been told that yet.
Look, it's a fixed point in time that John Henry gets through, so it can't be screwed up.
I don't know, give it to Chris Chibnall, we'll find a way to do it.
Fair enough. Cool. Right, it's going to have a great episode. There's so many more questions. I was going to get some answers this episode.
Now, please tell me there isn't going to be another gap of like 2 or 3 weeks in between us and the next episode.
I think it's a month till the next episode.
I'm just going to move this ring on the table as Stuart flips it in rage.
Yeah. And I'll do like 2 or 3 more episodes, then they'll have a break. Yeah. You know, they need to get people's taste.
It's like someone told the writers the power of a cliffhanger, and they've gone, right, every episode. You say, okay.
It worked for Reacher and Heroes. So
when it goes 1 year later, it's literally going to be 1 year.
Yeah. We made you wait all this time.
The longest series in history. 22 years to get...
We'll be reacting and be like,
well, that's a Dragon Ball Z.
Fucking hell. Be like the old lady in Titanic. I was there 80 years ago.
Serious time. Yeah.
Die before it ends.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, let's hope for next week. Yes, fingers crossed.
Great episode. Cool. All right, let's wrap this shit up. So, guys, that was episode 8, season 2 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Come on, let us know. What do you think has happened to Anderson? What do you think has happened to the other pendant? Do you think that's the reverse alley? Other alley?
Mm-hmm.
Bizarro alley? What do you think of Lucy double-crossing your dad? Love to know all your thoughts on this episode, what you think is going to happen in the next one. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, head over to our Patreon. We have the full reaction of this episode, the rest of the season, and all the other shows we react to. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Links are in the description below. We also do a podcast. Anyway, you listen to podcasts, type in the podcast, and you'll find us there. And if you're watching this right now, and you're not a subscriber, shame on you. Click on that subscribe button. Do it. Do it now. And we would really appreciate it, and tell your friends about us, and we'll see you in the next week's episode, fingers crossed, of Superman and Lois.